Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, you've probably noticed several routes around the city have been closed or narrowed following the pandemic. Among them, of course, is the Mill Road, where traders are concerned at what the closure of the Mill Road Bridge has meant to their footfall. Piero D'Angelico is ambassador of the Mill Road Traders Association. He is on the line with us now. Good morning to you, Piero.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. It's a bit chilly, but we're looking forward to 28 Celsius, so it is not quite as bad as it was last week, at least. So, Piero, it seems to be almost every year there's something which comes along and it's a problem for the Mill Road. Last year, of course, we had both a bridge closure and a fire, and this year we've got the bridge closed again, at least to regular traffic. I know that buses and bikes can still get over. How are the businesses faring?
Well, business is really suffering. We're talking about 76.5% of business all across the Mill Road. And when I say 76.5%, we're talking about at least 170 business. Mm. Last year, done the survey, which we were 187, so 17 business, unfortunately, I haven't been able to open up this year at all.
Mm. And I know that the survey which you've done of the traders, that 170 responses, as you said there, and I wonder if we could go through a few pieces of it now. For example, the traders asked when the closure should end, and 89.4% basically said now.
Yes, indeed.
And
indeed, yeah.
I wonder what the thing which always I wonder about the Mill Road and the bridge closure is, really, are that many cars stopping and popping into the businesses? I can understand the Mill Road as a through road for people, and I know there's lots of great shops, but surely people will walk there or use their cycles.
Well, I mean, the problem is not just the cars. The problem is they close the bridge, but also we got so much work going on the road.
Right.
Which, stops. The gas, the fiber, Cambridge fiber, the water, and you name it, everything is there. So really, it's like it's causing a huge problem to deliveries, especially for shops.
Mm.
Mm. Everybody is crying for that.
And as I wonder, also part of the problem is perception. You know, it's instant to say, oh, Mill Road Bridge is closed, it equals Mill Road is closed, when actually it's nothing of the sort.
Exactly. The signage, is terrible. It doesn't give any information about, the bridge is closed or whatsoever. We got lots of lorries, an example I see on Petersfield, going all the way through the bridge, and they realize, oh, the bridge is closed. So they have to turn back. We got more pollution now than before. People don't see that. I mean, I have to keep washing my windows, at least twice or even three times a day because of the dust.
Yeah, and
I don't know how much clean air we can get.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very tricky problem indeed. In fact, we've got an item on the show about pollution tomorrow. The financial impact, which is clearly the most serious of all problems. Your survey saying 76% believe they've suffered financially as a result of the closure, and only 17.5% saying that things have remained the same here. What sort of financial impact is it having? I noticed, seeing a few, closing down signs appeared on some places on the Mill Road.
Well, I mean, Mill Road is not all about cafes or restaurants. We call it many sorts of business. Like an example, we got hairdressers, building supplies. We got charity shops. We got secondhand shops. So people, can you imagine you can carry a furniture on top of your bike?
Yeah, no, bit tricky, bit tricky.
Exactly. So many shows. So we got the deliveries. Even if a restaurant they bring deliveries. So if you have a look on the Google, there's a lot of restaurants got complain from customers says that the food is getting too cold because they have to go all around.
Mm. And the eat out to help mentioning food there. The eat out to help out thing has that been an advantage to try and pull at least a little bit of the takings back again?
Well, we're talking about 10% we're talking about. We're talking about, like, I mean, in my understanding, it's about, I think, 10 or 11 businesses all across the road, which they were part of the scheme. Because most are takeaway, they don't classify, they're not part of the scheme. So really, we're talking about that, you know, the 17.6, and including, you know, the one benefited. So what about the rest of under 60 businesses? Still, you know, is an issue. I mean, Miro Traders definitely wants to be part of the green, but they don't want to be left in a corner. You know, like if you think about the council consultation, you know, it's outstanding. We got to exactly 100% inadequate, completely 100%, including those people once the bridge, you know, closed. They said, you know, that is unacceptable.
And a lot of businesses we know, both national businesses and local traders as well, they're all suffering. You go into the centre of town, and you know, constantly you see empty shops there too. So, are you confident that the loss of business is directly attributable to the bridge closure, or is it just people in general who are saying, "Don't really want to go anywhere. I'm going to order it from home"?
Well, we do communicate with all the parts of Cambridge, all the traders, so we know what's going on. An example, you know, we spoke to City Centre, is definitely much better than the Mere Road. There's more movement than Mere Road. So it's like, we know our street all well, you know, and we had a meeting with the county councils, and, you know, one of the councils said, you know, that was a mistake not consulting the traders because they know the dynamic of the street.
I saw over the weekend that news that Kailash is closing down, the one over the bridge in the Romsey Town area. That's been there for as long as I can remember.
I know.
Do you know why, the reason why that shop is closing? Is it down to...
Well, Kailash was already suffering from last year closure as well, and they were, you know, trying to, you know, to restart in, on and on and on, and then the pandemic, and then, you know, and then the bridge closure now. It's like, and they got to the point, you know, if some of the shop, I'm not joking, they, you know, they make like £40-100 a day. Don't sustain a shop without money. You know, and the Kailash people, they're traveling from Peterborough to Cambridge. That doesn't even recover the cost of the fuel.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine that a shop like Kailash, it's not...
It's sad.
Yeah,
it's, you know, I've been in Cambridge for 32, 33 years. Kailash was the first shop I shopped in, you know, in New Road.
Yeah.
I bought a pair of shoes over there, I remember.
Yeah, no, it's a great shame. Well, Pierre, we wish everybody on Mill Road the best, and we very much hope that things pick up here.
I hope, you know, people listening, I mean, Mill Road traders definitely want to be part of the, you know, greener Mill Road, but we don't want to be left in the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to work along with authorities. We have to, you know, to explain what works, what doesn't work. So, because we know our streets very well. We are there every single day.
That's very true. Well, Piero, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Piero D'Angelico, who is ambassador of the Mill Road Traders Association. We would urge everybody, really, if you are concerned with the effect that not just the Mill Road, but some of the other places around the city in South Cambridgeshire who have had closures, and clearly affecting the Mill Road more than most. But do make representations to your local councillors. It's a county council matter, really, and also get in touch and participate in any consultations that are ongoing.